the win. So could you understand that from his perspective as a player?
Yeah, obviously you want to be given the best opportunity to explore, you know, your talents against the best in the NFL. And, you know, I guess, you know, from that statement, I guess he felt that he's not, the offense is not being granted that opportunity. I really can't say, I'm not in the meetings and I really don't know what goes on in their game plan or whatever, but as a player, you will be affected in some way if you feel as though, you know, certain calls are not being made so you can actually, you know, utilize your ability. So it can be frustrating.
But what you view from your eyes, I know you say you're not in the meetings, but obviously you guys got to lead to a certain amount in that game. And then some could say that maybe Shanahan relied on the stoutness of the defense and didn't call certain play. I mean, can you see that?
Well, I really can't say because for me, I feel that our offense always on attack mode, and the reasons that we hadn't been that successful is probably due to execution. I guess some of the offensive guys would agree to the same. Our coaches give us give us the best opportunity to win games, and sometimes all about execution. If you don't execute as a player, how do you expect to be successful?
But to be fair, Nick, Javon caught some really big catches yesterday, and they did run the ball a lot, particularly in the second half when they probably could have maybe gone to him.
Well, once again, that could be so. I don't know. I can't sit here and say, well, I'm going to make those comments because I don't know what the coaches, probably were thinking and what's pretty much in the game plan. I know when we practice a lot of plays that, you know, could lead to big points and things of that nature. But at the same time, it's all about execution. Who's to say that those plays were not in and they just didn't get executed, you know, properly? You know, sometimes that's what it comes down to, execution. But for me, I'm not an offensive player. I play defense. And right now, I mean, yeah, we are a team. We win and lose as a team. But for me, I'm really concerned with what we do, you know, on the defense and what we do in our defensive meetings is just like, yeah, we're a team, but it starts with defense first. So if we take control of the game, control the tempo, then an offense is not, an opposing team is not able to score, how can they beat us?
You look at a team like the 85 Bears who were really segregated in the locker room as far as feeling like the defense was, we're doing everything, you guys, we don't even need you guys. I mean, do you feel that there could be a certain fissure that could start to develop if the defense is the unit that's starting to?
No, I don't think so, because whether opponent scores 7 points or 3 points, you know, our offense still has to score points, whether it's 6, 9 or whatever, in order for us to win, unless we score on defense. So this game, as long as I've been playing it, it's been a team sport. So it's not one side versus the other. I mean, we win and lose once again, you know, as a team, and we all have a part to actually do. And I think, you know, we're doing that part. Each phase is doing their part, but is there more that we can do? Yes. I mean, obviously, this is a very young season. We have a lot of games to go. So, you know, there's a lot more time for things to kind of, you know, change and tempo change, and, you know, you can see more points being scored.